Yes, Ian. I remember when Carol and I first physically met JW, which was around April 18th, 2007. We had a phone relationship, but never met him since early 2006, a little over a year. We met him in the Atlanta airport, and I didn't know what he looked like, but all of a sudden I saw this guy walking along, and he had the earpiece phone.
Bluetooth.
And I was.
And his head and shoulders were way above everyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he was.
And the first thing, the
giant.
First thought I thought when I looked at this guy, now listen, this is coming from me. He said, I saw that guy, and I said, that guy's a nut job.
Exactly. And you know what he said? Sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't.
What I noticed was, this guy was bubbling over with energy. He was looking around for us. He didn't know what we looked like, trying to find us. He was looking, getting his head forward, all expected. But at the same time, it was like he was enjoying himself. He was on his own little world. That's my first conscious impression of him. You know, then I met him, and then I didn't have that thought. But I'm just telling you, the first impressions are what, the major impressions? So as you described JW, he was bubbling over with a joy or an energy. That's what I noticed.
Well, he was a part.
He was a part. That's mm-hmm. right. Oh, yeah. What did you think when you saw him?
Yeah.
That he was he was taller
yeah,
than everybody.
He was apart from everybody. He just, like, he just... Someone just landed him from an alien planet in the middle of this crazy airport. He just sort of floated through.
How long did it take you guys to find each other, to locate?
I was talking on the phone, like he was describing where he was, and I was describing where I was. So then I saw this person talking to Bluetooth, and I knew they had just said the sentence that I had just you said to them, responded back. So I knew he was talking to me, but he was looking in the wrong direction. And so I went over and sort of bumped into him to make him see where I was. But he was looking, but bubbling, and he had this corny white shirt on. It was like he was dressed like in a early 60s. You know when you see footage of the Kennedy assassination in Dealey Plaza, they got these white shirts on. You know what I mean? And boring white shirts and black pants. That's what he had, old-fashioned clothes like that. In a sense, he was like an old-fashioned 50s, 60s southerner, urban southerner. Mm-hmm. What else did you notice, Carol?
He looked a lot older.
We couldn't believe he was so many years younger than us.
Mm-hmm.
He looked older than us, in a way.
Yeah.
He was his kid compared to us, and he looked older.
Wise guy. He was a wise guy.
Yeah, I would just end by saying that was my first impression. We got in the car. We started driving to where he lived, and this guy, he was nowhere like what he looked like. This guy could tune in, talk right with the present. You know, I felt like a kindred spirit. So it's interesting how you see somebody, but I totally forgot that once I started interacting with him. I was sitting in the front seat of the car, and Carol was sitting in the back. I'm driving along, sitting in the passenger seat, looking over the corner of the eye of this guy, just looking at him, and he's driving, and totally different from what I thought. But I always remember that first image of the bubbling. His head was jutting forward. He was so eager to encounter the new.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He was just, oh, this will be a new thing, whoever these two are. And I remember that curiosity, that energy coming out of him. When I say it's a nut job, it's that excessive bubbling thing that Carol said in her way, maybe in a better way.
After all, we're talking about Bob calling someone a nut job. Got to remember the source.
Yeah, that's right. A good point, Carol. I actually recognized that this guy was like me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's how I probably appear to people.
Mm-hmm.